We made a list of things that we wanted the group to feel like, and wild was one of the key words. And up really means uplifting, you know. It's two separate meanings. It's like we want this to be joyous, and we want this to be unabashedly crazy. And that's actually what the meaning is.
People are drawn to music either for maybe one of two reasons. One is to either reaffirm their view of the world or the way that they understand the way people operate. The other way is they're looking to expand their worldview or the way that they reason about life in general.
I think what drew me to music, it was a very personal thing that I wanted. And then it turns into a cathartic experience, you know, for myself and then for other people, kind of feeling like I can channel these emotions, and then people see that and they can feel those things as well.
It's also one of the few activities I think people do that really only contributes to the world in a positive way.
LA is a big, complex city.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about this residency is it really gave us a home on a side of the city that we wouldn't be privy to.
For young, you know, orchestras, or for young kind of ensembles like ours, it's rare that we have a home. Mm-hmm. And so this is the first time we had a home, actually. Mm-hmm. But that's a really special thing. And we can really go and experiment. And I don't know when we'll have that again, actually. It may be a very long time. And we're there every day. We're going to the same space every day. Or 3 days a week or whatever. So just that alone is a big difference for us. And then the fact that it's a museum kind of pushes us in a certain way, in one direction.
I feel like I've absorbed aspects of that area into my LA identity a little more, which I think is important.
I think something else about the hammer that's interesting, it's a very resonant space. So as a sound object, it propels sound. All the public spaces propel sound an unbelievable amount. And so it's kind of like an amplifier. To be making noise in that space for 6 months is really interesting.
It feels like more of a sacred space because both the artist and the audience is kind of meeting together. Mm. It's not like, let me see what this thing's gonna give me, but it's more of a center.
There's a sense that when we install ourselves in these spaces that are more like public spaces, like the courtyard, or just unusual spaces like a museum, for a group like us, that we can, in fact, become ambassadors to communities we wouldn't otherwise have access to. And ambassadors for new music, or ambassadors for adventurous ideas, or like whatever way you want to put it. But because we travel with this thing, and then we put ourselves in a new place, it gives us access to this new community, which I really like. I like to think that we're pretty good ambassadors in that way.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things about the Hammer that I really like is that we played on a stage once. Like, only once. There were 40 concerts and a bunch of rehearsals and stuff. I believe there was a stage one time.
I think that one of the big successful things about the group is that we, being so small and kind of like fleet and easygoing, like we can look at things like this, this ritual that we... that we've for a long time attached ourselves to, walking off the stage through a door, out through the back, you know? And then we can say like, no, let's try it different this time.
A better person, or like, you know, which is true, and like learn more, which is true, and cultivate this cultural object, which is also true. And then it's like, when it's all told, it's like, why do we do it? It's just like, to hang out with each other, right? And so when the concert experience, if we can change enough things about the concert experience to lead to more hanging out with our friends, new and old, or, you know, people we've just met, it's like, why not?
And bringing them into that, to that sacred space, as opposed to something really special happened here, let's meet outside.
Exactly.
We brought something, we're all in this together, and we're still in that space together.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like very ordinary, but also extraordinary.